This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lots of talk about President Biden's performance in last night's CNN presidential debate.
You know, we know that he speaks slow and that he stutters and has an impediment. But if you sat down and you listened to what he had to say, he made sense.
That's Anthony Archivalla, a lawyer and registered Republican. But even some Democrats are worrying this morning after watching President Biden in last night's debate.
President Biden has stirred Democratic anxiety after his performance at last night's debate.
We got to take a look at what I was left when I became president.
The president came out raspy and halting with what one person familiar with the matter says was a cold. He appeared to lose his train of thought during one answer, drifting from tax policy to health policy and mentioning COVID.
Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
He gave more clear answers as the 90-minute CNN debate went on, going after Donald Trump on immigration and veterans policy.
Every single thing he said is a lie.
And noting Trump's hush money felony conviction.
You have the morals of an alley cat.
The attacks got more personal.
The worst president, the worst presidency in the history of our country.
With Trump saying he had the nation in good shape as president.
Everything was rocking good.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russia says the U.S. is increasingly involved in the war in Ukraine. And this morning, Moscow is ordering officials to prepare a response to U.S. drone flights over the Black Sea. That's apparently a warning that Moscow may take forceful action to ward off the drones. One person killed after part of a canopy collapsed at an airport in New Delhi, India. The price of gas is going up. Gas is $3.50 a gallon this morning, up 5 cents in a week. This is AP News. Public schools in Oklahoma have been told to teach kids about the Bible. The AP's Haya Penjwani with this story.
Oklahoma's top education official is ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state. The directive is the latest effort by conservatives to incorporate religion into the classroom. Walters said in the memo that his mandate is compulsory and, quote, immediate and strict compliance is expected, unquote. Walters was elected in 2022 and has embraced culture war issues and fighting what he says is, quote, woke ideology, unquote, in public schools as a central theme of his administration. His directive faced immediate backlash from civil rights groups and others. I'm Haya Penjwani.
Japan's space agency says its planned launch this weekend of a satellite on its new flagship rocket will be postponed due to expected bad weather. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.